Jane Lee.
Jane Lee.
Who'd you get? Doodle, what happened to your hair?
He's definitely a virgin. That's it.
He's a fucking idiot. Anyways, okay, on to Lindsay Lohan in the Super Bowl commercial.
I didn't see it.
God damn it, Kate.
Was I supposed to?
I mean,
God
damn it, Bernice.
I didn't know it was my homework.
One job.
I
was going to say, but okay, so what I was going to say, you know, people for the past 10 years, they'll see something and they're like, wow, she looks and sounds really good.
Oh, she lost that stupid accent.
Oh my God. She genuinely looks and sounds really good. It's crazy. There's a part of it too. There's a part where she at the end where she's like walking out of the thing and she says goodbye. And I'm telling you, even her mannerisms, it reminds me of her walking across the street and Meet Me Girls. Remember in her first day?
Yeah, it does.
It reminds me of that, the way she does it. I'm like, oh my God, she's like the normal Lindsay again. Remember when she's like, Mom, you come to Dubai, Mom. I have so much fun in Dubai. Remember that weird accent?
Well, she's no longer Happy normal. March 29th.
Oh, yeah.
I know,
oh, yeah.
That's Britney.
Happy March 29th. It will be a morning to remember. See you soon.
That's the best. Can you send that? You send that every year on my birthday till the day I die.
Oh, yeah. So I'll tell the listeners every year on her birthday, because it's her birthday is March 29th. And there's this weird announcement. It was when she was announcing the Piece of Me tour, which I'm so annoyed that we never went to. The Vegas residency.
I'm kind of shocked you never went to it.
I'm also devastated. Big
well, I wasn't in the I wasn't huge. In the time to be. I wasn't in the place to be purchasing tickets to Vegas. But
true.
Yeah, actually. So in the announcement, she's like so robotic and so drugged out or whatever they had her on. And she was like, good morning, America. Please join me on March 29th, blah, blah, blah. She was like, it would be a morning to remember. See you soon. And it's so bizarre. It's
so good. So when I wake up on my birthday, I get happy March 29th. It's like, a day to remember.
What?
It's really
a day to remember. And her nose is so stuffy. Kind of like how I said Jamie Lynn is always so stuffy.
Okay, so I finished my book at the gym last night. I am gonna get the Jamie Lynn book.
I want it now.
You know what? I don't care. I just
Daddy, I want it now.
I want as much Britney gossip as I can, and that's still more juice.
Yeah,
I need as much juice as I can.
That's called going to the source. That's going to the source.
And do you believe the knife was held? She held the knife. I kind of believe it.
Oh, I totally believe it. Of course she's gonna. Here's the thing. Of course she's gonna.
29.
Of course she's gonna deny it. You're not gonna admit to the world that you like held a knife. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I've learned too. Is that like if you go through all of it, it's like of course these people are gonna deny these things. I would deny too.
I would deny everything.
I feel like Larry Rudolph would have a good book.
Ooh,
that is good.
I would buy his, but I want to read Jamie Lynn just to get the inside scoop. Even if it's like falsified or it's like her version of the events, there's got to be some.
There's some semblance of truth. We're trusting these third parties to write these books. Like, I of course trust. Like, I'm not saying Jamie Lynn doesn't lie either and that she doesn't suck, but I'm like, okay. Also,
mine's pretty good.
Hold on, Justin. I wonder if Larry Rudolph still manages Miley Cyrus.
I never knew he did.
No. Doesn't Scooter Braun?
No, Scooter manages Demi, Ariana, and
wait, Justin do we Bieber. Like Larry Rudolph?
What well, we thought yeah. we did.
Well, yeah, but then he like
could be wrong.
Last second,
I could be wrong.
I think I
did, and then I feel like he left Britney high and dry and like didn't.
But
try
that's
to help
my point. We used to be like, oh, he's great, and I remember when Miley had signed on with him. This was like now almost 10 years ago. I was like, okay, but now I'm wondering because she supports Britney if she also doesn't work with Larry Rudolph anymore.
I'm sorry, I can't move forward. Justin, your hat is like really strange looking.
Everything about you is pissing me off today. I've never met somebody's presence who's annoying me more. I want you to
remove the hat.
Well, this is my hair. I just woke up.
Put it back on. Put it back on.
Bobby.
Put it back on. Put it back on. That's actually worse.
No, I like it.
I can't even look at you.
You know, at least
put it backwards. Put it backwards.
No.
That's true. At least he has hair. Oh, there you go.
There you go. That's better. Okay. What a struggle. What a struggle.
Actually, that looks like you look like a different person.
I think because I still have my tan, I like, and I bleached my teeth, I look handsome. Just puffy.
Smile. Bleach them again.
Not enough smile.
Jeff, I don't think you're one to talk.
They're disgusting. Yeah, I know. I always tell them, like, I need new teeth. I'm like, no, you don't. I'm like, you've never seen them because I don't smile in pictures. I'm like, otherwise, I need new teeth.
They look
like popcorn kernels.
Listen, you're not wrong.
Buttery
you
kind,
wrong.
Too.
You can be wrong.
Extra butter.
Wait. Oh, wait. Can we talk? We haven't spoken about Cousin Patrick's teeth. I was truly disgusted.
The listeners don't care about Cousin Patrick's teeth. Also, why is Ryan...
Word to the wise, don't smoke and vape and not floss, because your teeth end up looking...
Wait, oh yeah, when you said smoking, horrendous. You don't mean cigarettes, right? You mean...
I think it's like smoking from a vape pen. Like, that residue sits within your teeth. So if you do smoke a vape pen and you don't floss or brush often enough, it just sits there and creates like meth-looking teeth.
Maybe he does dip too.
I think he does that too.
Oh, they dip.
The dip just fucking floss your teeth.
You know, it actually makes a lot of sense too. Because think about it, if you're smoking well, that's still bad too. But if you're vaping, you're doing it constantly. And yeah, all those vapors are in your teeth. And you're not brushing your teeth like all throughout the day.
It's foul.
Wait, so he knows it, but he has money. Why doesn't he get him fixed?
I don't know. What? I was like trying to force him to take photos.
Why would he take a photo? Someone says, your teeth are so foul. Let me take a photo. I would say no. Obviously, he'd say no.
I mean, we ask people for inappropriate photos all the time.
I mean, that's really rude. That's like, you're so fat. Let me take a picture of your disgusting body so I can share it with everyone and make fun of you. Like,
that's
no.
That's usually what I do at family parties, is send you guys photos. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you do it secretly.
Secretly. You don't ask them to be like, can I take a disgusting
photo? You say, hey, Patrick, you got a great smile. Let me just take a nice photo. Then you tell us. Then we zoom in.
Let me see those pearly whites, buddy.
Yeah, let me see those pearly whites, because he had braces for us. He'd be like, you have a great smile, let me take it.
No, Andrew's the one that had braces for like three times.
Really? He had them more than one?
He thinks there were two. Times. Justin and I both know there was three times.
Why does anyone have braces more than one time?
Because he fucked up.
You should have them again.
Well, I remember when he took them off.
I know, Dr. you said all the time that he said we're going for a natural look. He said, I'm
not. Well, the listeners don't know it.
They probably do at this point. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Can I just say that I love yellow jackets?
Okay, so are what episode are you on?
Oh, I love you so much.
Come on.
Thank you. He just brought me a mimosa.
Oh, okay. That's acceptable.
Wow. Game day started.
Thank you. Yeah, that was the best interruption I've ever gotten.
In a Pizza Planet shirt. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing Pizza Planet from Toy Story.
Wait, listen, I actually have the same shirt, but it doesn't fit me anymore. Because
I'm sure, like, well, mine, like, I don't know. Doesn't
fit you either.
No, it was loose, but now it fits.
No, but now it's just right. Okay.
No, it's like just right.
Wait.
They used to be swimming in it.
But yellow jackets. All right. So, it's set in New Jersey. So it's very easy for like us to relate to, which I think is cool.
Wait, 96. It's set in New Jersey?
Yes. How could you not know that?
Sorry. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
Idiots. Who's the idiot here now?
That in New Jersey in 96, so it's like prime, like remembering Tiff in high school, like all this stuff.
It does remind me of that.
Total well, it's the vibes. Same year Tiff graduated.
96.
Yeah.
And they're like driving through places that like I recognize, and they're talking about places that I recognize.
Are you sure you recognize them? I doubt you recognize them.
They're in Central Jersey.
What do you recognize?
I don't know. Like fucking donut shop. I don't know.
You recognize the donut shop?
Familiarity.
Justin, you don't have to wear around the fucking anywhere.
Listen, I do. I've traveled the most, and I've made it back alive the most.
That's true.
I've made it back alive the most.
I did meet you in London with the wrong hotel.
Keep going with
that. Yeah, but keep it going. So, I think the younger cast is really good, but to throw Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis, I'm like, you made the fucking cast. They need like a Neve Campbell and a Feroza.
No, and Sarah Michelle Gellar.
And SMG.
Who's the other one they said we should add?
Peruza.
Who's Peruza?
From The Craft.
Ooh, the scary girl, right? Uh-huh.
Justin's checking for
like she should be Lenny.
Wait, no. Who's the other? I wanted to add Sarah Michelle Gellar, Neve Campbell, and then who's a third? What if they even added like a Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yeah, I would take her.
She's got a bottom like you, Justin, like big hips.
Really big hips.
She has weird. Wait,
my hips look better.
Do you remember? This is like right when I started dating Eric. He did The Client List, which was Jennifer Love Hewitt's show. And she was like,
her ass was huge.
Huge, but she was also like trying to come on to him. He always said this to them, but apparently she was like trying to come on to him.
He's like, handsome.
He actually just texted me something so crazy. This was last night. I was with Ryan. We're like, what is he saying? He sent me these two pictures. It was like some guy on Grindr, and it was like, look, I was like, what are you? What?
Oh wow, actually that's a nice picture. No, but why is he sending it to you?
That's what I'm saying. So like this too, and I'm like, what are you talking about? So I said, what is this?
He's
and
he cute.
Goes. So then he goes. Wait for it. And then he sent me like this thing. And I said, he goes, he's a big E fan. His profile made me laugh, but I didn't know anyone else who would get it. And I was like, what's the reference?
Big like, I'm E, like it. Ecstasy?
Like no, ecstasy?
Eve, like the rapper.
Eve. Oh, like Stop your glasses, shake your asses.
And I said, LOL. He goes, not just one song, like, who would admit that? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, and I was like, oh. And then I realized that it's showing that he likes a lot of, like, this, it's just the music he likes, which showed, like, Eve and stuff like that. And then Eric goes, he likes to be tied up to Brandy, though. But it was just, like, all very weird.
I do like Brandy.
I like Brandy, too, even if she's a murderer.
It was an accidental.
It was an accident. Her and Rebecca Gayheart.
Oh, totally. Oh,
I would like Rebecca Gayheart.
That's who it was. That's who I wanted.
Oh, everything's coming like full circle. Mayo.
Everything's Fern.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, from Jawbreaker.
Anyone from the Jawbreaker cast would be good.
Oh, Fern?
You mean Violet?
Violet.
You mean the ugly one from Jawbreaker? Like the.
Yeah. Judy Greer. She's in everything, including.
Judy Greer. Wait, what about the one from Scream? Scream.
No, not Nev.
The friend that gets stuck in the garage.
Rose McGowan?
Yeah.
Oh, she's exiled from Hollywood.
She's canceled in my book. She's so fucking annoying. She's like a Demi Lovato at this point.
Is she a they, them?
Okay, and I'm not like one to cancel people. Lesbian. She's just like the worst kind of celebrity. All right. I thought this was an open.
No, I know. It's still.
I'm joking.
No, you're joking. We are joking, but no, I know. You're right. You're making a reference to a movie. Why should I say you can't say that? You know, we can say whatever.
Wait, Kate, so you're on episode 4.
So, no, I think I'm on episode 5 now. And I saw where Misty...
Don't you have a child to watch? How are you on episode 5?
Because when she goes to bed, I've been like watching them a little bit here, a little bit there. Show. So that's fine for me. And so I saw the part where like Ben was sleeping and Misty tried to like touch his morning wood.
Yeah.
And I was like, he was like, don't ever fucking touch me. And Jeff, it does get less gory.
Oh, okay. I'm at the end of episode 3.
There's like 2 episodes where it's very gory, and then something happens at the end of the season and it's like gory, but gory adjacent. Like,
well, I think my thing was that I said, okay, in the first episode, you see the leg thing happen. I was like, this is gross.
That wasn't
and
that
Justin's
bad.
It's pretty gross to me. And then Justin goes, it gets better. And then the fucking next episode, she's chopping a leg off.
That was his leg was actually.